Will you please open your hymnals? Let's sing the closing hymn, because Dave Larson has preached the sermon in that children's story. Thank you. That was an excellent story. I only have one regret. If I knew he was going to hand out honey jars at the end, I would have come and sat here with the kids to listen to the story. So whoever is telling the story next week, make sure you have a freebie, because I'll come and sit here and I'll receive that gift with the kids. Kids, by the way, did you see that bright, nice tie that Mr. Larson has on against his black shirt? It looks so bright. I'm sure if one of those bees comes out of that honeycomb, they go straight to his tie, thinking it's a flower. Thank you for that very appropriate children's story. And boys and girls, I want you to be on the alert this morning. I'll say a little bit more about it later on, but right now I want you to kind of open the bulletin to the last page. Parents, help them quickly. There are little squares, little boxes there that you can check off, and you can see the word is already there in the bulletin. We're going to talk about family this morning, and not starting yet, I'll tell you when to start. Every time I say the word family up here, you need to check it off in one of those boxes. And at the end, you count up and see how many you have. You add up all those little checks that you have there, and we'll see how many you have. Now, the truth is, I don't even know myself how many times I will use it this morning. But I have asked two adults, they're sitting somewhere there in the church, and they have that same sheet, and they're going to check for me. And so we'll see how your score compares with the score of the two ladies who are checking that off as well. And then at the end, when I shake the hands at the door, you have to hand me your little card, and in exchange for that, I'll give you a little green slip like this with a smiley face on, and then you take that, like last week, you take that over to the primary Sabbath school room, and somebody will be there to give you a little gift in exchange for this. Now, the rules are simple. There are only two rules. You can't get a gift over there unless you hand out or hand them back a little green slip like this. And the second rule is, you can't get a green slip from me if you don't give me your count, that little tear out in the bulletin. So you give me that little piece of paper, I'll give you this piece of paper, you give them this piece of paper, and they'll give you a free gift. How does that sound? That's easy enough, is it? Good, good, good. So we'll do that. Now, adults, I gave you some homework 2 weeks ago when we started this little two-part series. Today is part two. 2 weeks ago was part one. We talked about the family of God. Now, boys and girls, don't count yet. I'll tell you when you have to start counting. We talked about the family of God. 2 weeks ago, our theme was the family of God. What an awesome privilege. We talked about how wonderful and what a privilege it is to belong to the family of God. This morning is part two, and as you see in your bulletin, we're going to talk this morning about the awesome responsibility that comes with that. You know, every privilege comes with responsibility. When a young couple is in love and they get married, it's wonderful to look into each other's eyes and to just see the stars. But somebody has to take out the trash, not so? Somebody has to take out the trash. And it's not very romantic to take out the trash. So it's not always romantic and nice and fun to do what a family requires of us to do. But it has to be done. Somebody needs to wash the dishes. Somebody needs to sweep the floors. Somebody needs to take out the trash and like the bees. Somebody has to collect the pollen. Somebody has to lay the eggs. Somebody has to collect the water. So we all have a function. So we're going to talk about that this morning in our service. But 2 weeks ago, I asked you to sing a a little theme song, that well-known song that the heritage singers in Adventist circles have made well-known. It's actually a Gaither composition. I'm so glad I belong to the family, or I'm a part of the family of God. Jan's already at the piano, and she's going to lead us. Judy, come and help us here with I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. Please stand.
Of God, I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood.
Be seated. Okay, boys and girls, the clock starts ticking right now. Every time I say the word family, not including this time, you need to count. Okay, from now on. Monuments are wonderful things. It may be a building, it may be a statue, it may be just a stone marker. But monuments serve a very unique and special purpose. Monuments tell a story. Monuments are there to remind us of something bigger than what the monument itself even is. A monument is just a symbol of something that's really big and important. It may be an important event in history. It may be an important situation, an important date. But monuments tell so much. There is a monument here in Yucaipa, and I want you to see that monument. You're familiar with that monument. You've seen it. You are in it right now. This is the family of God here in New Kaipa. We are here in this monument, and that building says so much. That building, this building, stands for who we are, what we stand for, what we believe, what we treasure, what's important to us, what we hold dear, how we relate to each other, how we relate to that building and everything that that building represents. Our church is a monument of our family here in New Kaipa. And as I said already, this morning we want to look at the responsibility that comes with being part of this family that we call the New Kaipa Church. In our everyday family life, we have certain responsibilities and we have certain obligations. And the Bible says that if we do not, especially as parents and as breadwinners, if we do not do our part to take care of our family, our literal family at home, if we don't do that, then we are worse than infidels and unbelievers. Let's read what the Bible says in 1 Timothy 5 and verse 8. It says, anyone who does not provide for their relatives, and especially for their own household, has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. In fact, it would even be illegal, especially in California, to neglect your family. There is child protective services. There is adult protective services. There are laws in place to protect the old and the young and everybody in our family. It's illegal to neglect your family. And the truth is that we are all part of God's family here in church. Ephesians 2 verse 19, I read this verse 2 weeks ago as well. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of His household. And some translations say His family. We have a responsibility, we have an obligation, because this is not just some club that we belong to. This is not some society where we come together to have a good time and have fun, and then we wave goodbye to each other and we go our merry way. No, church is much more than that. This is part of us, and we are part of it. This is our family, and you cannot choose your family, literally. Now, the truth is, you can choose to be part of this church or not, but the fact that you are here tells me that you have chosen to be part of this family. This morning's service, in the few minutes that we have left, I want to talk to you just very practically about things that pertain to us, especially here in New Kaipa, in this church. Now, I know some of you will be watching this recorded DVD later on. I know somebody will be listening to a CD audio recording of this service. So whenever and wherever you are, whether you listen to this in your car driving down the highway or whether you watch it on DVD after the service, you can apply it to your church. You may not be a member of this church, but apply it to your own life and to your church. But right now, I'm specifically speaking to the New Kaipa Church family. Some of the acronyms that I will be using will only apply to this church, and you'll have to come up with something that applies to your situation. So, New Kaipa Church family, God's Word tells us that we are a family. And so I've come up with a little acronym, acrostic acronym, that will just help us. And I'll just use that this morning to go through what I want to share with you. And I trust that this will help you to remember it. We're talking about family. Big word on the screen. So children, I hope you're checking me out there. And I've broken that word down in 6 words that each stand for something. And you can see, if you read down, you'll see the word family in bold letters. And then across, I want to talk to you about this facility, this monument that we had on the screen earlier on. I want to talk to you about attendance, and then ministry, and income, and love, and then about our town, Yucaipa. I had to come up with something that starts with a Y. But it fits. It fits. Let's go through all of them one by one quickly. F, if it wasn't big enough, but there we have it, nice and big. And by the way, let me just interrupt myself here. Do any of you notice something different this morning? Man, it almost hurts your eyes. We have our brand new projector up there, and what a beautiful, sharp image it puts on the screen. If you were here in Sabbath school this morning, you saw what happened. We normally have to turn down the lights. We didn't even turn off the lights. We showed the Sabbath school DVD in bright light, just as it is right now, and it was beautiful. It was perfect. So we have a wonderful, bright, new projector there. I'll say something about that projector in a moment, because you have a part in that. So we talk about family, and we have F for facility. The truth is that this church, this building that you are looking at, stands for the place where we come together. Earlier this morning, I made an announcement for you to come and help us here and work at the church. But let's quickly go through all those. I think our AV team has them. So let's look at the A as we go around. Attendance, we've already given it to you, but these are just nice and big on the screen. And then ministry, and then we're going to talk about the income, and then we're going to talk about our love here at this church, and finally about our town of Yucaipa and the impact that this church has and should have on this town. So let's go back and go through all of these a little bit now. As I said earlier on, not everything that pertains to the responsibility of us as church members is always romantic and nice and fun. Sometimes we have to roll up our sleeves and get our hands dirty, literally. We have to take a shovel or a broom or an axe, or a rag, and we have to clean up and work and dig and build and break and whatever it takes, because we are part of this family. And our church facility, whether it's the sanctuary or the Sabbath school rooms or the parking lot, this monument speaks to the world out there. And you and I have a responsibility to keep this facility nice and clean and functional and have everything work as it's supposed to work in this church building. By the way, the order in which I have obviously has to follow the F-A-M-I-L-Y, and so it's not necessarily an order of importance. But it is important for us to take a pride in this place. And I hope, and I don't know how to do it, but I hope I can convey something to you this morning that will make you proud every time you drive in that driveway, Every time you walk into this building, into this complex, that you will feel proud because it's part of you and because you belong here. I trust that this place will be special for you. Not just the bricks and the windows and the doors, but what this place stands for, as we said earlier on. I trust that this will be a place where you can come for comfort, for hope, for encouragement. I trust that every Sabbath morning that you come here, you will drive away here more encouraged, more uplifted than when you drove in here 9 o'clock or 9:30 that morning. This place is your home. This place is your and my family. It is our home here in Yucaipa. Well, let's move on to what the Bible talks about as far as our being here, our attendance. I've already read this verse again last week, or 2 weeks ago. Let me read it again. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25 talks about not neglecting that meeting together. Let's not neglect it. Verse 25, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day of Christ's second coming approaching. We've come to a place in our life where it's very easy to turn a button or a knob on the radio dial or on the television, and voila, there we have it. Pioneer Memorial Church, Sacramento Central Church, some other big mega church with the best of Adventist preachers, the cream of the crop. I don't blame you for rather listening to Dwight Nelson than to me or to Pastor Elijah. I cannot preach like Mark Finley. And there must be quite a temptation on your part to just lie in bed in your pajamas and turn the knob and watch Dwight Nelson, Mark Finley, Doug Batchelor, any of these big names, and wow, aren't they fantastic preachers? They are the best that we have. But there is something that you miss out when you do that. You miss out on it. You need to come here and mingle and rub shoulders with your family members. Last Sunday, I was up in San Francisco the whole weekend. That's why I wasn't here last Sabbath. I went up to San Francisco because two of our children were running the San Francisco Marathon. It was Father's Day, and they felt bad that they couldn't be here at Father's Day because this marathon that they have practiced for so long happened to have been scheduled on last Sunday. So I decided to surprise them and go up and be there and give them a kind of a Father's Day surprise. At the end of the race, while they were kind of out of breath, they thanked me and said, "Thank you so much for coming." And I said, "Thank you for making me proud." There is something that cannot replace that personal contact. We could have just spoken to each other on the telephone, but that would not have been the same. There is something that cannot take the place of just looking into each other's eyes. And I trust that you in this church will feel the same way about your brothers and sisters and friends in this family here at Yucaipa Church. So don't neglect coming together. Don't neglect. Be here. What else are you going to do in any case? Just walk around home doing nothing? Come here. This is your special time with God and with your family. So let us do this. Let's come together and let's attend and be here. When we come together, something special happens. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12 and 13 tells us God has given us a lot of gifts in the church. And God has blessed this church with a lot of gifts. But when those gifts come together in the persons, and when we exercise all those gifts, let's see what the Bible says, what happens in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12 and 13. And it says, we come together, and God has given us these gifts, verse 12, to equip His people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. There's a dynamic that happens when God's family come together, when they exercise their gifts, when they put their special talents and gifts to work. We build up each other. We establish, we just enhance each other. We build up each other. This past week, Pastor Elijah and I had a very interesting experience. I was quite moved by it. We met a lady and a man, a husband-wife couple. They are just kind of at the retirement age right now, so I would say they're probably more or less 65. They go around. The man has some gifts in construction and building and so on. And they go around from church to church. They're not Adventists. They're outside of our denomination. But they do very much like what our faith builders and our Maranatha teams do. And they just go to different churches that need them. They have an RV and they go and stand there. All they ask is for a little parking space and a connection for their RV. They provide their own food. And whether it takes 1 month or 3 months, they will work there. The church simply supplies the materials and they work for free. And they just do this. And we asked them, so what do you do in terms of income? Do the churches pay you for it? And the man's answer really stunned me. He said, I would not feel right. It would not feel right for me to take money because God has saved us and now we serve. And I know there are some of you in this congregation who serve and work very hard for free, volunteering to do things in this church. And I appreciate that. And our church board and our church family appreciates that. And thank you. Thank you so much to all of you who do things, whether it is working down in the kitchen with potluck, whether it is here in the church taking up the offering, as our ushers do, whether it's the musicians providing music. We have an army of volunteers, and God bless you. And may God bless you with good health and strength and faithfulness to do this. If you are a little out on the fringes, I invite you this morning to become part of this family of responsibility. Come into the center and become part of this and enjoy the blessings of service. These folk that we've met this week said they were saved to serve. Saved to serve. What a nice motto. And that's true for all of us. You and I can all say that we are saved. And I trust we can add to serve. Saved to serve. It's very hard to talk about the practical things of a church family. It's hard to talk about the responsibilities of a church family without talking about money, right? I know many people say, oh, when you go to church, all you hear about is money. But the truth is, it takes some income. It takes some revenue to run the church, to make things work. And I want to thank those of you who are faithful in supporting the church, in making it possible that we can have the air on a hot day like this, to have lights on, to have a brand new projector that you have provided to this church. We thank you for it. But are you ready for the cold, hard, naked truth? It's a very small, small percentage of people who keep this church financially viable. Our church does a lot of things. We help our children in school. We help our children with VBS and all kinds of programs. And some of you go the second and the third and the fourth mile to do it. And God bless you for it. But I invite the larger Ukaipa church family to become part of this, to help us so that we can do the work that God has given us to do. When Jesus was asked about taxes, he said in Matthew 22, verse 21, and you know that verse and the answer Jesus gave in Matthew 22, he said, pay unto Caesar, or render unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what is God's. Give unto Caesar what belongs to him. And I know we all have responsibilities. And sometimes I hear people say, I've got so many bills to take care of. And it's true, we all have bills to pay. Make sure, however, that you don't add to those bills unnecessary things just because you like all the toys that are available there. I know we have to take care of the basic things like housing and food and so on. But don't let God's church suffer because you are spending so much on yourself and things that are not really necessary. But we have to take care of the bills, of Caesar, of the taxes. But we also have a responsibility to God. Most of you as members of this church know that God requires of us faithfulness in our tithes. The amount is not important. Whether you get a small salary or a big salary, tithe is always 10% of whatever the amount is. But it's the faithfulness that God's looking for. Are you a trustworthy steward? And the Bible talks about tithes and offerings. And it's the offerings that keep the local church going. Again, thank you so much to those of you who support this church. An encouragement to those of you who are not quite there yet to come on board and become part of the income of this church so that we can do God's work. Let me go to a verse I quickly want to share with you. I see our time is running out, so we're not going to stay here too long. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Verse 6 and 7, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 and 7, talks about how we need to give. 9, verse 6 and 7 says, remember this, who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Whoever sows sparingly and whoever sows generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Two key words in this passage, generously and joyfully, or cheerfully. And may God give you and me that experience. where we can be both generous and liberal in supporting God's word, work, but also do it with joy and cheer in our hearts. Family has two more letters to go. Hebrews 10 verse 24 is a verse we read last week as well, encouraging us to encourage each other in love. 10 verse 24, and let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. We said the L of family stands for love. You know, everything we've said means nothing if it is not couched and wrapped in love. It will only make sense to us, it'll only be meaningful to us if the love of Christ constrains us, if we have love for one another. This place will only become meaningful to us. Working here and doing things will only be special to us in as much as we love God and love each other and care for each other. Part of our responsibility as a family is to be there for each other, to love each other enough, to watch out for each other, to pick each other up when we fall, to pat each other on the back when we've done well, to lock arms and march forward, because we are one and we are part of God's family here in Yucaipa. So I encourage you this morning, look out for each other. 2 weeks ago, I gave you homework. I asked you to do that. How many of you have done something out of the ordinary during the last 2 weeks? How many of you actually did, as I asked you, pick up the telephone and call somebody that you haven't seen around in church? How many of you have encouraged somebody to come? I see a hand. Okay, good. Not too many hands. Not too many hands. Another one. Good. Well, that's what I mean by responsibility. It's easy to just sit here and leave and say, thank you, Pastor, for the sermon. Goodbye. See you next week. Let me encourage you again to exercise that gift of love that God has placed amongst us. Pick up the telephone. Call somebody. Visit somebody in hospital that's sick. Make contact with somebody that hasn't been in church for a long time. And you'll be surprised at the hurt and the problems that some people have in their hearts. And they're just longing for somebody to come and share with them and tell them that we care. People want to know that we care and that you care. Jesus says in John chapter 13, verse 35, by this will all men know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. That's the hallmark. That's the sign of discipleship, if we really love and care for each other. It may sound and look totally out of place to throw in the name of our town into the mix when we talk about our church family. But the truth is, whatever this family here in this church does, whatever we stand for, however we project ourselves to the outside world, will have an impact on our community. We are saved to serve not just ourselves in the church, but also the community. We are called to be witnesses. We are called to be God's ambassadors to our community, to our town, in this case, Yucaipa. If you're not a member of Yucaipa, put your own town, your own community's name in the blank there. Jesus says that we are the salt of the earth and we are the light of the world. That well-known Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5, Jesus says, you are the light of the world. Let's read verses 14 through 16 of Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Whatever you and I do or don't do, however you and I conduct ourselves here in this church, has an impact on you, Kaipa, on our community. We are, the Bible says, the salt of the earth, the light of the world. May God bless this family. May God bless this church. May God bless you and you and you and you to be that salt, that light that will give this town of Yucaipa hope and comfort. Those people out there, your neighbors, the people you work with, the people you meet in the bank and the post office and the grocery store, the people who need something more stable and solid in their lives, may they find it and see it in you. And may you be God's ambassador. And may God's family grow because of your and my influence and impact. God bless you. God bless you as you take up the responsibility of being His family and live for Him and witness for Him and let your light shine so that all can glorify God. God bless you. Amen.